This week's episode was made possible thanks to our amazing partner, Zonder Kids. Getting the chance to share books with my mini BFFs is always something I love to do, but getting to share the Bible with them, well, it just doesn't get much better than that. One of the books I always turn to for teaching them about the Bible is the Jesus Storybook Bible. The Jesus Storybook Bible is beautifully written by New York Times bestselling author Sally Lloyd-Jones and illustrated by award-winning artist Jago. It contains 21 stories from the Old Testament and 23 stories from the New Testament. The Jesus Storybook Bible visually brings scripture to life for children, sharing how Jesus is at the center of the story. Grab a copy today for the kids in your life as a way to help them learn and grow and connect with Jesus. You can purchase Zonder Kids Jesus Storybook Bible from your favorite place to buy books or online from Amazon or christianbook.com. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Mini BFF Podcast. I am your host and friend, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so excited to be with you for a couple of minutes today and share a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. No matter where you are or what you've been up to, I love that I get to spend this time with you. And Mini BFFs, you may know this already, but in case you didn't, every Monday night at 6 p.m. Central over on Instagram Live, I read a book to you. It's my favorite night of the week where I get to say hi to all my friends and share the artwork you send in. And today I want to give an extra shout out to my friend, Audrey Rose. Hi, Audrey Rose. We love the pictures you send in and we are so thankful to have you as a mini BFF. All right, friends, let me tell you how this podcast is going to go. First, I'm going to tell you a little story and then we'll pray together. And then I'm going to ask you to draw something fun for me because we love drawing pictures at Mini BFF Book Club. So we've got to draw them for Mini BFF Podcast, right? However much you love drawing them, I love seeing them that much more. So, okay, are you ready to start with today's story? Me too. This one is called Jesus Walks on Water. Here we go. You know what is very, very fun to me? Going on a walk. I absolutely love it. Do you ever go on walks? I bet you do with your grownups or maybe your friends. Maybe you go on a walk through your neighborhood or at a park or even on the beach. Wherever it is, there is something so fun about getting outside for a nice walk. One place I really like to go walking is Radnor Lake. It's this beautiful park right in the middle of Nashville, the town where I live. There are all sorts of trails where you can see different types of trees or flowers and even animals, like turkeys and owls. It's amazing. Then right in the middle of it all is this gorgeous lake. At Radnor Lake, there are a couple different paths you can take, but most all of them lead you right around the big lake in the middle of the park. And once you start, the only way to get back is to go around the lake. I mean, sure, you could turn around halfway and walk back the way you came, but that's not very fun. Sometimes when I walk at Radnor Lake in the summer, it is so hot that by the time I'm halfway around the lake, all I want to do is jump in and swim to the other side, which swimming would be fun, but I never take a walk in my swimsuit. I also don't have a boat that could get me to the other side of the lake so my clothes wouldn't get all wet. So what if I could walk on the water across the lake? How cool would that be? You know what, mini BFFs? We actually do know someone who could walk on water. Do you know who I'm thinking about? If you said Jesus, my gracious, you are so smart. He did walk on water. Let me tell you about it. So remember when we learned about Jesus feeding all those people? If you haven't heard that story on Mini BFF Podcast, go back and listen to it. Right before that happened, Jesus was looking to have some alone time, but instead he found all these people that needed his teaching. Well, right after teaching them and feeding them, Jesus sent away his friends, the disciples, in a boat to go across the lake, and he told the crowds to leave. From there, Jesus went up to the top of the mountain so he could pray and spend some time alone with God. That was super important to him. We've talked about prayer too on the Mini BFF Podcast. And Jesus knew that the more time he spent with God, the more he would be better able to learn from God and then share about him to all God's children on earth. He was up at the top of the mountain for a long time praying. Meanwhile, the disciples are in the boat. And at this point, the boat was pretty far away from the shore. It also wasn't the most peaceful boat ride. In fact, it was pretty windy and the waves were huge. But the disciples kept going along like Jesus had told them to. Early in the morning, after Jesus had spent time on the mountain praying, he decided to rejoin his friends in the boat. So what did he do? He walked right out onto the water and started heading for their boat. When the disciples saw him walking, they thought he was a ghost and they were terrified. They started yelling in fear, "It's a ghost!" Jesus could hear that they were worried, so he quickly spoke to them and said, "Don't be afraid, it is I." But that wasn't enough for all the disciples. They needed to make sure it was actually Jesus walking on the water. So Peter yelled out, "Lord, if it's you, then ask me to come to you on the water." So Jesus told Peter to come on. And out of the boat, Peter went. He started to walk on water too and headed right for Jesus. But instead of keeping his focus on Jesus while he was walking on the water, he started to worry more about the wind and the waves and got scared all over again. And once he got scared, he started to sink. "Jesus, help me," Peter cried out as he began to fall into the sea. And right away, Jesus caught him. Jesus got Peter back into the boat with the disciples, and the wind and the waves calmed down. His friends were all amazed, and I would be too, to have just seen someone walk on water. And they said, "Truly, you are the Son of God," to Jesus. Now, many BFFs, the fact that Jesus could walk on water is truly amazing. But what is also amazing is the lesson he is trying to teach us in this story. When Peter was walking out onto the water, Jesus didn't want Peter to be afraid. He was going to guide Peter safely to him and then get Peter safely back in the boat. Just like he guided Peter to safety, he is guiding you too throughout your day. So the next time you're walking along, try to remember that Jesus is right there walking alongside you. Have faith in his love and his protection over you. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son to live in our hearts and walk alongside us. We're so thankful to know that with every step we take, you are always near. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. Wow, many BFFs, Jesus walking on water. Gosh, that's such a cool story. Okay, so for our drawing today, how about you draw a picture of Jesus walking toward his friends in the boat, walking on water. I can't wait to see it. So draw a picture and then grab a grown-up to either tag Mini BFF Book Club on Instagram or mail it to P.O. Box 121826, Nashville, Tennessee 37212. Mini BFFs, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends, and I'll see you next time. Hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive a little deeper into today's episode of Jesus Walks on Water, it's from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Bye, mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.